Budget workshop, call to order. So I sent out a revised budget based on what we talked about at the last workshop. So, let's see here. All right, so last time we went over the water, proposed water rates. We corrected the proposal number two, which was incorrect on the out-of-village rates. So I made the corrections there that we talked about. We reviewed the refuse cost to determine, one, you asked me to review the refuse cost to determine if there was a need to raise it. So I figured it should come to about $86,000 this year, which is just about what we're going to collect. So, you know, we should be okay for this year, but probably next year we're going to need to increase it from $200.
For the refuge?
Yeah.
There was an increase in the fees.
CPI 6.6%.
Yeah.
That's what I calculated, that the rate's going to go up 6.6%, but it doesn't go up till June, so it's,
you know. Okay.
So I just took this year's rate and...
So there's it's still going to be the same?
And yeah, and I raised the tipping rate up too a little bit, so.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not positive what it's going to be, but I mean, the preceding rollback 12 months, it's 6.6% is CPI through February. So if CPI is less than what it was at the end of last year, it might be a little less than 6.6% by June when we start the new fee schedule. You know, so it might only be 5.8 or 6.2 or, you know, whatever. But that brings it right around the $86,000, which is just about even with what we collect. And I think we should keep, you know, that we should collect enough to pay that bill in the refuse part and not use tax dollars to pay for it.
Did I send you that email that Matt sent to me?
No.
Because the new rate starting in March 1st, 2023 will be, for the tipping fee, would be $79.41 per ton.
Really? 79? Oh, that's only up $7. It was 72.
Well, I'm just, I thought I sent, I
no,
might
I
have sent it,
it
to Missy.
No, she didn't forward it either.
Okay, so.
Let me see here. So
he responded on 228, and he said, below is what we discussed on the term. We are currently in the tipping fees at B3 transfer station. The new rate starting March 1st, 2023 will be $79.41 per ton as discussed.
Right. So right now it's $76.72.
Okay.
So that's only up like $2.50 a ton.
Okay.
So that's not too bad.
All right.
And then the fee, the monthly fee was $36.1178 a month for pickup. So I marked that up to 6.6%, so.
Did they ever respond to our request for, like, explanation on the, like, weren't they going to change the day or whatever? Did they
No.
ever?
No, they're just picking up on Tuesday, so it doesn't
still
really matter.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter unless they do something different, so.
Well, I thought there was an issue where we requested it to pick up on another day, and
well, we asked for a discount, and they didn't offer a discount, nor did they offer to pick up on another day.
Right, that's right.
Right, but okay. I thought didn't they say something about not?
They wanted to use a remote arm. I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I thought that they were also talking about changing the deck.
Well, they were. I mean, there was talk initially going in, and that's why we put in there that if you want to offer, do it on a different day, then, you know, that's more economical for you than tell us how much we can save. Yeah. Otherwise, we're looking at Tuesdays. And they didn't offer anything, so, and they've been, you know, right along, been doing it on Tuesdays, you know, although they were rather early.
Bright and early this week, yeah.
Like freaking quarter of six. You know, because I got complaints that I went and looked at the contract. It said they could start at 6, so I'm not going to bitch, I guess, about 15, 20 minutes, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So that's that, but I think we're going to be, you know, we're going to be right on target after this year. So next year we're going to have to address that. So assuming that inflation is still going to be, well, regardless what it is, we're going to have to address it. So I reviewed the healthcare for the year, which is another big ticket item. Healthcare, just the healthcare costs alone went up 16.5%. So I got those. Missy sent an email out also. Let's see. Because I didn't have the dental and something else in there. Let me see where she did that. Oh, I'm in the wrong box. Let me go back to this box. So she had, you know, the renewal rate. She said the is a 942, but with the dental and everything, it'll be 977. So that's an extra, you know, $35 and change. Which we're still fine with. I have enough. There's enough money allocated for expenses to cover that. So we're still good there.
For the increase?
For the increase, yes.
Okay.
Well, I increased the lines. They were at 12, now they're at 17. But okay. Or maybe they were at 15, I forget. Let me see here. It's on here, though. But I did increase them. So last year in the regular budget, it was, let me see here, which one is it? Medical insurance, village share. So it was $14,000 last year, and I increased it to $17,000 this year. So that should still should be fine. It could be maybe $16,500 in each one, or $16,000 in each one, and still be all right. But thing is that these take effect April 1st. So we'll see 2 months of premium next year at an increase in next year's budget. So you have to allocate for that too. So there's a little higher than what, if you took the base rates what they are now and said this is what we're doing.
Okay. But,
all right. So what else did we look at? We looked at it. Mm-hmm. Wanted to balance the water budget, which I did. And I guess that was pretty much it. So anything else we need to talk about on this? So, I mean, for Charlie's, well, I'll wait till Rich gets here. He wasn't here last week either, so. But if you look at the summary, you can see that we're looking at the raise under this budget proposal. We're losing, look at the raise, 365,000, which is up 8,000 over last year. It is below the 2% cap. And the tax rate goes up about 20 cents for Nassau, and it goes down 7 cents for Skodak. Or no, it goes up 7 cents for Skodak.
So, what was discussed at the last meeting as far as, you know, the, I know we're, you know, we're short in the water fund. So what have we discussed?
Well, so I did two proposals. I mean, you can see in the water fund.
Well, I'm trying to pull that up and I don't know.
It's on page three. If you could pull up.
No, I just, can you send it to me right now?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
I know I've got it archived, but I can't find it.
Yep, I'll send it to you right now. What's your email address do you want it to?
ccollins0211
ccollins
@gmail.com.
I don't have that address.
Oh. Well, send it to the other one then, whatever.
I have your STI surface one. And I have Trustee Collins.
No, just send it to the STI one.
All right. Let me send it while it's open.
So, was it discussed that nobody's getting a cost of living? I mean, as far as the...
No, I put 2% raises in for everybody.
For everybody except us?
Except us.
Okay.
And the treasurer.
And
what?
And Wendy. Everybody else, though. And I put in 2%.
And as far as the water fund,
right.
I know we needed some pieces of equipment that we discussed on the last break.
Yeah, and I told them you could go ahead and buy it. It's $4,500, so it's
for the pump.
For the
a new pump.
The locator. No, he didn't talk about a pump. The pump was replaced. I thought.
No, he told me. I talked to him yesterday. And I asked them about, I know they got all the gear and all that, but I asked them about the pump and maybe some additional hoses rather than that piece of crap that we used when we were on the last break.
Oh, you mean the discharge hose for the mudsuckers?
Yeah.
So you're talking about the...
The pump that...
Yeah, okay. Not the pumps in the wells.
No.
Those are like $1,000. He was talking about higher, he talked to me about it. One was 1,000, and that went like, I don't know, 200 gallons a minute or something. And then the next one was 400 gallons a minute, which he looked at, but the price was like triple.
Okay.
So, and he didn't figure we needed that one anyway.
Okay.
So.
But there is money, or we're going to do it this year, or are we?
Well, there's money in there.
I know it was kind of tight.
Well, it is tight. I mean, and the reason it, and the issue is that, I mean, if you look at this, we are already in the red with our, let me see here. Let me get this other one up here. And not open that again. I guess I didn't. That's the water rates. Oh, that's me. Let's see here. So in the water fund, currently, we've taken in $170,000, and that's with that $56,000 transfer that we did from the American Recovery Act thing. Okay, that includes that, because we're only taking in $111,000 in water rents, and we've expended $237,000 so far this year. I mean, granted, we got, you know, we had two breaks this year again. I mean, you know, we need to get a break. We need to get a year or two.
That'd be nice.
Without the issues. But
we've already spent more money this year than we did last year.
Mm.
And we're not even through the year. Not even close to through the year.
No.
So.
Hello.
Hi, Rich.
Hello.
We're talking about the water fund at the moment.
Okay.
So, you know, but it's just, you know, how much will they tolerate in one fell swoop? That's the thing. That's why I went to the 135. If you look at the water proposal, did you see that?
I'm trying to find it. Sorry.
All right, so the water proposals, I put two of them in there. So if we didn't have any increase at all and we didn't have the ARPA transfer, we'd be looking at taking in about $226,000 would be what we would take in. And, you know, our estimated revenue expenses for the year are gonna be, you know, like 237. So that's definitely a short. Okay. Under proposal two, which is the one I'm suggesting, we'd get $127,580 per collection. So that'd give us $255,000 plus, and I just used the same $2,274 for interest. So that would give us another, you know, a couple thousand dollars there. So 55, 57. So that get us up to about 257, 258, which would cover this with a little bit left over to start building up the, you know, the capital funds again, if assuming we don't have any breaks.
So at the last meeting, it was approved or proposed on Avanti upgrading the controls or whatever we
yes,
needed.
Yes, we did that. That was $6,000.
Okay.
I haven't seen the bill. That's probably, the bill's probably coming tonight for that.
Okay.
Which, we could take out of, we could do a, you know, we have to do a public hearing and everything, but we could take it out of the capital fund for the pump house, because the pump house fund, capital fund's got some money in it. So, let me see if I can get to that.
Could we use the ARPA money that we moved over?
The what?
Well, you can, but we've already, I mean, it's pretty much spent.
Okay.
It's, you know.
I know we put some for water.
Yeah, we did.
But it's already accounted for.
When we're talking about that, you know, we're not having enough money in there, that's with that money in there.
Okay.
You know, not specific to any particular thing, but, let's see. I think it's just NY class. Nope. Ain't Crocs, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Well, we could do that. I know there's money in that. We looked at that last month. And here it is right here. So let me just get to the website. NewYorkClass.org. That's why. So whatever it costs for that upgrade, you know, we could certainly transfer money out. Like I say, we just have to.
I
think it was $6,000. Or we can just let it go and, you know, not worry about it.
I don't think there's any other major expense, except for some of the, like we discussed with the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, the upgrade, the $6,000 is going to come out of this year anyway.
Okay.
I would suggest taking it out of the capital fund because.
What's that, Guy?
I would suggest taking it out of the capital fund. One, we have the money, and two, I mean. There, that money was collected in that pot for these kinds of things. This isn't an emergency or anything like that, so it's not like we need to take money out of the our operating budget. So,
how much is in the capital fund?
I'm looking right now.
It was a lot. It's like. More than 70, I think.
Let me look. Exactly.
And since we can't have a capital fund for emergencies,
right?
With the water fund, it's better to have that fund balance that we can tap at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Giving me fits. Oh, that's why. Wrong one. So here's everything that we got. Highway equipment, we have 52,902. Water tank, we have 55,555. Police equipment, we have 20,760. Streets, we have 19,371. Water mains, we have 6,860. Buildings, we have 66,072. And pump house, we have 20,232. So we got 20 grand there. Which, I mean, if we had to replace a pump, that would, you know, wipe that right out, I suppose, too. But it's either pay me now or pay me later.
And what do we anticipate to have left in the water fund at the end of the year?
This year, I don't anticipate to have anything left.
Okay, we're in the red this year, right?
Right. Projected. Now we are, but if we collect 127,000, we'll temporarily go out of the red, but we don't get any more money till October. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we have about around 100,000 in fund balance at this point. But in between, right towards the end, it dips under and then gets replenished and goes back up. And Wendy's concerned about that too, so. Just because that's.
Right, because then we have no cash.
And we don't have any cash, correct. And the last couple of years, we've used money from the general fund to offset some of the money in the water, some of the projects in the water fund. We've done some transfers.
So was it proposed to increase the water?
So the proposal is proposal number two. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Or you want me to send it to you again?
No.
So proposal number two is to raise the base freight, which was currently is $116,000 per two-family household, two-person household, to $135. $116 to $135, which is a $19 a year or twice a year increase. So it's an extra, you know, $38 a year. But it will generate, you know, another $16,000 twice a year for income, $30,000 a year. So that's the proposal. That has to be dealt with tonight. So, because the rates are going to go out in, you know, rates are going to go out in April. So we need to set these rates tonight to determine if we're going to do that or not.
You said it was 116 to
116 to 135 just for the base rate.
And what was
and then it went from $16 a person to $20, I think, a person. Mm-hmm. Extras. And there were changes in the, you know, in the commercial and that kind of stuff too. But they were all equivalent to the same percentage and stuff that we're talking about here. So.
Doesn't sound like we have a choice.
I don't think we do, but.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's, you know, we should take an incremental approach to it anyway. We'll see how this works, and when we talk about it next year, we'll see how much money we got left over, if any. And I mean, everything's going up. I mean, the cost of electricity is way up.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, everything's going up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Chemicals are going up.
You know, so I think, you know, that hasn't been raised. I don't remember when it was raised last. I think it was before I got on the board.
In fact, if anything, it went down because we made an attempt to correct the population in each household. So we took care of some kids that were no longer there.
Yeah, the only thing I remember doing was when we did the Albany Avenue project, we went to $50 for the bond for the one time, and then we consolidated the pump, the water tank and the other bond, and brought it back down to the original $30. Which unfortunately doesn't cover the bond payment either. That's the other thing. Bond payment's like $70,000, and that $30 only generates like $50. But when I mean, there's only two years left on it. I ain't gonna mess with that now. But
well, and I think the one thing that came out of your meeting when you had it was we're really not charging enough for water anyway. When you talk to
well,
the
that's
state.
What the state says. Yes,
right.
So anyway, we could discuss. I mean, if you guys want to discuss at the meeting about taking money out of the capital fund, you know, like I say, it's going to draw that down to $14,000 for the pump house, and the money's there, you know, but. My thought is, you know, $6,000 one way or the other doesn't really, isn't going to make a big difference in the water fund at this point.
No, and it's more important we get it to a spot where we're yeah. back in the black and not having to borrow to balance.
Yeah, so we'll do this, and you know, and then we'll have to relook. I say we'll have to relook at it next year, and if it's, you know,
so
hey, maybe you're right. I don't know.
With the new rates, they'd become effective for April or?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we got to do it tonight.
Okay.
So then hopefully that'll put the water fund. So really, I mean, when you collect for the water on an annual basis, because we're like a, you know, a June to the end of May thing, when the bills go out in April, that money coming in really is kind of for June. Really, you should look at it as, well, that's June money, because you yeah. don't get it really till the end of April anyway at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it trickles in over the next month in May, and then, you know, it's there. But that's, you know, that's where it is. So, you know, originally we were, I mean, up until last year, I mean, if you look at the budgets, I don't know, we were, you know, if you look at the previous ones, like, you know, we anticipated getting $233,000 in last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. And, you know, it's, and we didn't. I think when we went on the new system, something got changed. And, you know, the rates went down, or we didn't bill as many, something.
Do we know why that happened?
No.
Because I would have thought, if anything, it would have gone up, because we would have caught things that got missed.
Mm.
Well, versus losing money.
It begs the question, did things get left off, not on purpose, but just in the transition?
Well, the thing is there's, you know, I haven't, and this is one of the issues, is that I got the old spreadsheet for the last time we did it in Excel, which is how Missy used to do the water billing, in an Excel spreadsheet. So I got the spreadsheet, and that's what I used to determine how much money we were going to get. But anything you print out of the new system, all you get is everything comes out in PDF, so you can't really do anything with it. And it gives you the name of the property owner, but it assigns the property a number, an ID number, which doesn't correlate to anything else we have. You know, so if the property changes hands, I don't know, you know, who owns, if, you know, mm-hmm. it went from, and they print out alphabetical. So if, you know, John Adams owned this property and sold it to, you know, Tammy McDonald, you know, it just freaking disappears. It just, you know.
So it's not, it
goes down the line somewhere.
It doesn't equate to the ID number, the
no.
ID property number?
No. Here's what they give you. I'll show you right here.
Geez, you would think that.
Yeah, you
I mean,
would
that
think.
That would be the easiest.
Or the ID number in the system would stay the same, even though the name of the owner would
yeah,
change.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it might. It might. But, I mean, it was printed off alphabetically, so it would move it around. But, you know, I might, but I can't change it because I can't, it's not an Excel spreadsheet, so I can't resort it by ID number again. So this is the...
It's odd. It doesn't give you an option to export it as an Excel file.
I don't know. No? According to...
Yeah, I always thought that you could do something like that.
So this is what it looks like. Big one. That's what it looks like. This guy gives you a number. Gives an ID number, so here's, you know, five. It goes by fives, too, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and this is the address, or no, this is the name of the property, so this is, a, you know, first one's 11 Lake Avenue Limited, LLC, and then this is Fred and Joe, and yada, 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 and then this is the amount that's charged, and the amount that's due. So those are the only things they give you. So it doesn't even break it down in, you know, the bond or the, that's, you know, it's, yeah, it's pretty easy, right?
They're useless.
But they'll tell you. You know, so I couldn't play with it. So I went along and, you know, I just went through and I looked at the number, I used the old rates that we had, I looked at the numbers, and the two numbers that for collection were around that $111,000 collection. So I figured, okay, now I got this matching this. So then I manipulated from there, that's why I come up with the $127,000. So hopefully it's close enough. We'll find out. So that should bring us, hopefully that'll take care of that. Again, so I did do a 2% raise, calculated all the personal service items, line items, I rose 2%, you know, so we could cover any increases except for the board and for the treasurer. So those are the only two people that weren't getting raises. Maybe I didn't raise the judge either because she's new.
Rich, were there any big ticket items that, you know, you could save for streets?
No, we're good. And like I said, we kind of pocketed the CHIPS money this year so that we could build it up a little bit so that we could use it for
which was really needs it though.
What's that? Griswold is this year, maybe we'll have enough to do a surface grind and a mill and pave
on Griswold.
I just got to verify with Missy that it's eligible for CHIPS.
It should be.
Well, it has been the last 10 years.
But, I mean, you know, probably should do a survey and see, because this, you know, this project that we've been working on for 2 or 3 years now isn't going to happen this year either, so. But. So we could do that.
Are there any other interim projects that, you know, we're looking at in the village?
Nothing of any expense, you know, in any
except for the, you know, the sidewalks where we, you know, or anything else.
Most of that's covered under funding.
Yeah, everything that we've talked about doing, we anticipate covering under that transportation award. That $2.4 million that we got. But there are some, I mean, there's issues with that, too, but.
The match, right? We're still going to have to come up with a match, and that's going to be the problem.
Yeah. So, we talked about this at the last board meeting. So, we didn't get the CBDG grant, so that means that anything we do with the water has to be covered out of the water fund. So, we would have to get a bond, probably, to do it. And they're refiguring the he's skinny and way down to recalculating the whole project so that when he figures the water part of it, he's gonna figure out digging the hole, put the pipe in the hole and bring it up to 2 foot below grade. And then from 2 foot up is gonna be streets.
When you say he?
LaBerge.
Oh.
So they're trying to get the cost of the water piece down.
And back it up on the streets.
And back it up on the streets. Because we got money, because we only have to pay 20% of the cost of the street money, any work on the streets, but we have to pay 100% of the cost of the money of the work that's done in the water. So we're trying to get the water part as cheap as we can get it. So that we can, you know, knowing we got to pay 100%. Also, we got a commitment from the guy, although not a firm commitment, that we still have that $365,000 that the state gave us, that DOT gave us, which can be used towards this project, and there's no match on that. So that $365,000 is, you know, that first $365,000 is paid as 100%.
Can and we it, use that?
No.
Because it's coming from the same pot at same the end pot. Of the day.
Yeah, because I asked that question already. And the answer was no. And come to find out, they wouldn't even have allowed, according to this guy, they wouldn't even have allowed the CBDG grant to be used as a match because it was not for a transportation project, it was for water. So we still have that match that we're going to have to contend with. But he did say that he would, you know, when we told him, he says, look, you know, we got to redo drainage, we've got to put curbs in, we're doing, you know, we're doing the sidewalks and we're only moving it for you and blah, 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 blah. And he said he would see if they could get, if they could up that $365,000. But no commitment that he can actually be done, but he did commit that he would look into it. So
you think that might, you know, we might be able to do something this year or no?
Not this year. Okay. Because this is, when I met with this guy, he was
but
like,
we're not going to lose the money.
No, we're not going to lose the money. We got 5 years to spend it.
Okay.
But he was wondering, he says, why? He says, you know, we told you got this money last June. He says, I expected to hear from you. But I explained to him, I says, well, we were looking for another grant that wasn't awarded till December, which is why I didn't contact you till January. Well, then he says, well, before you can use that money, you got to go, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. He says, you won't be ready to bid this until September.
No.
I said, well, okay, so we ain't doing nothing.
We're not on the finances yet anyway. Yeah. Like,
so
now, if we back up the chips, can we use the chips as the match?
Probably not, because that's state money too.
So it doesn't save us anything to try to pocket the chips and put $90,000 next year.
And chips has got to match too. Chips,
but
isn't,
we can,
chips isn't 100%.
But you can
right,
roll over the chips money though, from year
yeah,
to year.
Yeah, we can roll over the chips money. And we, you know, and if we don't spend it, we won't spend it on this project, but we can roll it over. But chips has a match too. It's a 90% thing, and we have to pay 10% of the cost. Yeah. So. You know, you spend $100,000, you can use 90. They'll give you $90,000 back in right. chips. So,
right. But, and I think this year we'll have 60 because we emptied it on Malden Street, so we didn't spend last year. So we
I think this
30.
Is the third year. Yeah.
Right.
This
is
the third year.
We'll
so
have
90, like 90
at the end of the year.
Yeah. There should be like $90,000 in there for that. But we're going to have some street work coming up done. I mean, a lot of our village streets haven't been redone in a long time. You know, I mean, there's
Howard. I was walking that. Howard's a little rough.
So yeah, I mean, you should make a list of where we got to do. And
but I don't. I think it falls below the 10-year mark too, because
well,
when we
did it, did that Howard get done when we did John and Westbrook?
Yes.
I wonder why that set because John and Westbrook are good. It's Howard is tore up.
Yeah, I know. I know. Hmm. Everything was done. I remember everything was done, even when Dick French was on the board. You know, we tried to encapsulate that whole area over there. Then after that, all we did was just crack
well,
seal.
Well, it's been over 10 years then. I've been
you might be right,
mayor,
but
I've been here 9 years. And Dick wasn't here when I got here. He left a term before.
Well, look, because at $90,000,
yeah.
We probably have enough to do Howard and fix that, because I don't know why that road is so much worse than the other two.
Yeah.
And it can't get a lot of traffic.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And West and Griswold. We could probably do both of those for 90 grand. Maybe.
I know certain parts of John Street, you know, need to be patched.
Patches, yeah.
And around the catch basins. And I was hoping around the catch basins it would be incorporated with the sidewalk issue. So.
Where?
By the school.
Oh, those are incorporated. Yeah.
Okay. Those catch bases. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They're part of the project. Raising them up and, you know, raising the grade up. You know, instead of having a 2-foot drop.
And we can do the sidewalk project, at least part of it. It's just, we just got to figure out how we're going to match it, right?
Yeah.
Because we have enough funding to do that.
Oh, yeah. There's more than enough. We probably won't even spend the whole thing.
So we could do, in theory, John and Fairgrounds and Quantumeek.
Yes. We can do everything we wanted to do.
Except Chatham.
That's what I always thought.
We could do Chatham. I mean, the thing, yeah. But there's no point in doing Chatham if you're not going to do the water.
Right.
Yeah, don't want to do.
But if we could get the sidewalks done, that's good. My concern is,
but that's the main street you want sidewalks on.
Right.
So.
The Chatham Street. So in 2 years, we're going to have no more bond.
Right.
What that really means is we have no more payment.
Right.
So then you're going to end up with, we're collecting a whole lot of money, and we don't have anything to spend it on, because you said it's like $80,000, $70,000 is just on that.
Well,
payment.
It doesn't collect $70,000, though. That's the thing. That's what I was trying to point out, was that, let me just get this up.
60, wasn't it?
What I'm suggesting, though, is that we might want to take the bond, do the bond for the war Chatham Street, so that it just the
keep goes.
Well,
right,
we could roll on
the
bond.
Just, right. Right.
So the bond generates $59,000. We get, if everybody pays their bill according to this spreadsheet, we collect $29,900 twice a year. On the bond payment.
But that project would be a lot less, and the bond payment would probably be less, so the bond payment might fall within that budget.
Well, we could make it by the duration.
Right.
You know, you could say, I could go into them and say, look, I want to pay, I want to pay 60 grand a year,
And there's nothing that stops you from paying extra if you got extra.
Yeah, and if it's a $450,000 bond, we could pay that off in 10 years and pay $60,000 a year. Or we could, or if it's, if it's only $350,000, we could pay it off in 8 years, $60,000 a year. So, I mean, we could do it with duration and keep the bond. And that was what we discussed a little bit, was that we have this one coming due, so we may have 1 year where we have to double up and make a payment on the old bond, the last payment on the old bond, and the first payment on the new bond. And, hopefully we got enough money in the pot that we can afford to pay that. And then going forward, the $50 that we had been collecting all along will cover the bond payment until that one's resolved. So that's, kind of the plan I was thinking about putting forward for this. But I'm waiting for the numbers before we can really get down to brass tacks and discuss all that. So
is the consensus to do the entire project or piecemeal it, like Rich said, do John, Fairgrounds, Kennemeek? For the sidewalks?
Well, I would say...
And kind of piecemeal it?
I would say do it all. Because every time you let out a bid, and you got to have, gear up and close out and all that stuff, those are... some pretty hefty expenses for projects, and why would you want to pay them twice? You know, if you're going to do it anyway. And we could do like on Corner Meek Street, we could put the water main in because the water main's going on the creek side of the road. Or we could put the sidewalk in because the sidewalk is going on the not creek side of the road, the house's side of the road. Okay, and the water main's going on the creek side of the road. So we couldn't put the parking spaces in. We wouldn't want to repave the street because we'd have to dig it back up again when we put the water main in. So we don't want to do that. You know, we could do the sidewalk there. On Fairground Street, we'd have to stop like 20 foot from the intersection because there's going to be a tie-in back there in the road. Mm-hmm. And we can't bring the sidewalk all the way to the corner because the water main's going to go under that corner. Hmm. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, so there'd be a couple of double actions there that we'd have to pay for, plus additional contractor fees. So, I mean, I would say do it all at once, but. And I'm not positive yet how the state would react if we broke it into two different projects and did let us use the, you know, go into the pot twice. You know, because when we put this out as a project, we put the whole thing in there. So, and I did ask that question, but I haven't gotten an answer yet.
Okay. About phasing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't look too happy when I was suggesting that.
It's a lot more tracking on their end.
Yeah. So.
How did you make out with Dave with the WIA? Were you able to get hold of him?
No. I did not. So, but I'll get on that this week. I found out we sent all the information over that the state requested. There were some things that we had to add to our environmental impact thing and some other stuff they wanted, which I reviewed with LaBerge. LaBerge sent over to him and the state approved it. So we got through the first hurdle with the state approving the money for us to start to be able to start using it. So it's in process. But like I said, it won't be done until sometime this summer probably. So where we were, we talked about also on the refuge. We said we got enough money to cover refuge this year, but next year it's probably going to come short. So we'll have to look at raising the $200 next year probably. But we should.
Well, I'd be all right. We're going to raise the water this year. We can do the refuge next year. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do both.
So that's where we're at. And we're under the 2% cap with the budget as it stands. So. Anybody have any other things you want looked at or you want resolved?
Do you have a police report?
Can you send the updated budget?
Yeah,
I did. Really.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
I did. I sent it to you.
Yeah, I got it.
It could be in my emails. I haven't looked at a lot of emails lately.
Sure it is. Let me find it. I sent it to you.
Is that the one on Monday?
On Thursday. On
Friday.
Let me
Friday.
See. Yeah, it was on a Friday. Last Friday I sent it. Ten o'clock in the morning.
I got the feeling.
Or thereabouts. Would you like me to send it to you again?
Yeah. What was this?
What email do you want?
So it doesn't matter. They all go here.
Okay, I'll send it to Opie. Where are you, Opie? Oh, I got Rensko. How come you're only 12 points? Oh, here you are, Opie.
Yeah, try not to send it to my Rensko.
I don't know how it got in there. I don't use that one usually. All right, it's on its way.
Thank you.
So if we're all good with that, then I guess we don't need to meet next week, right?
Fine.
All right, so then I'll button this up. I'll send, email it over to the guy.
Guy's people, they get the same 2% increase, the police officers and all that?
Everybody gets 2%. Except for...
I think you were right, right? It was treasurer and the judge, because we talked about, mm-hmm. because they were new hires. I remember that.
Yeah, well, treasurer's still well paid. But I ain't going there. Okay.
So we got enough, you know, with the increase in electricity, propane, and...
I think so.
Okay.
Only time will tell.
I mean, you know, I raised, you could look at the budget items. I raised, let me see here, let me find the right one. Let's see, I don't need that one. I don't need that one. Budget, there we go. So on the water fund, I raised the, let's see, source and power pumping from 10,000 to 15,000. And in the general fund, let's see, I know street lights were one of them I brought up. Let's see here, where are you? So street lighting, I brought up from 21,000 to 24,000. Then the other ones I think are just buried in buildings and the other electric bills.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that. But those are the two big ticket ones. So hopefully that'll do it. So then I'll go on the controller site and take care of all that stuff. So we're about $1,500 under the cap, so should be good. Anything else? All right. We can adjourn.